we'll go and we'll travel a certain distance, like I just said. And at the start of the journey, we won't have any money or food. And so the idea is like we're just fully relying on music.
Welcome, welcome back to part two of the episode covering Stoke Denver and a Brother's Fountain with AJ and JJ Fountain. If you haven't listened to the first part of this episode, go ahead and listen to part one. You kind of get their backstory, learn about the businesses that they do. And I just want you to know this is a great episode, kind of bringing this conversation to a close, but also just learning about some of the things that they have planned coming up in the next few months. And again, I'm just so inspired by these two guys of how they let their passion infiltrate everything they do. And we can learn so much from them. So with that being said, let's go ahead and dive into part two of the conversation with JJ and AJ Fountain. Share with our listeners a little bit about the Only Music series of films that you have produced, are producing, have dreams to continue producing.
Yeah.
Where did this idea, what is this idea and where did it come from?
Yeah, so the Only Music projects, the first one was called Only Music Alaska. The second one is about to be released. It's called Only Music South Africa. The third one we're about to embark on only in a few weeks here. We're going to take off, and it's going to be Only Music the South of the USA. So these projects are projects that beautifully combine our passion for adventuring and travel, our passion for making music, sharing music, and our passion for storytelling, and specifically storytelling through video. So we do all of those things on these trips. We'll go and we'll travel a certain distance, like I just said. And at the start of the journey, we won't have any money or food. And so the idea is like we're just fully relying on music. So we'll go and busk on the streets. We'll play music and make friends. We'll make connections. We'll try to,
find gigs
or trade music for a meal or, with a hostel for a place to stay or whatever. So it's a really cool thing that we're super passionate about that combines all of those things. And really that just was birthed out of a desire to combine all the things into one. It's like we're like kind of looking at like our lifestyle and what we love to do. We love to travel. We love adventuring. We love music. We love to share these stories. So we're like, how can we put these all into one? And so this is the concept we came up with. And we're hoping to come up with a handful of these episodes, do one per year for the next at least 2 or 3 years.
So around this time last year, you guys arrived in South Africa.
Yeah.
You have your instruments with you. You fill your bellies on the plane. You get off the plane, and you have tickets booked home for a month later from a city very far away.
Yes.
Yeah. What did the first like 6 hours off the plane look like for you guys? Because when you hear this, it's like it's so easy to be like, yeah, that sounds so cool, like that's awesome. And then we forget to ask questions like, why in the world would you do this? Like that had to be really hard. So like describe the first how did that trip start?
Yeah. So it was four of us. It was Justin and I, and then our cousin Christopher Burkholder and our saxophone player and friend Chris Moss. And we get off the plane and we're getting ready to start the journey. But it's nighttime, and we've been traveling, loads of hours to get to South Africa. And they're kind of leading us out, and we have no place to go, and it's nighttime. And we're thinking, we'll just crash on a couch here in the airport. Well, they come along, and they tell us, no, you can't just sleep anywhere. The airport closes. Like, you need to go get your ride or go to where you're going. We're like, well, we don't have anywhere to go. They're like, oh, okay. Well, come with us. So we follow this lady at 3 a.m., all jet lagged, to this little room. And there's this tiny little room where the airport's already hot. It's probably 85, 90 degrees in the airport. This tiny room is 105 degrees. I kid you not. And they're like, here's where you can sleep until 6 a.m., from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. And there's already three people, like, snoring in there. And it's the room is 10 by 10, and there's four of us. I was like, okay. So we pull out our pads and we slept there for a couple hours. And then sure enough, at 6 a.m., they come knocking and say, hey, guys, get out of here. Like, well, we still don't have a plan. So we're like, all right, well, we'll start playing some music and, you know, busking right here in the airport and see if we can get some money to catch a bus into town, because it was like 30 miles into town from the airport. You couldn't walk. So we start busking and playing there outside the airport, and they come up, they go, you can't play music here. You actually need a permit, and you needed to apply a week ago to get a permit to play music here, so you can't do that. We're like, well, how are we going to make money to get out of here? I'm thinking this whole thing is falling apart real quick on us. We're done.
Good
for.
Thing you haven't left the airport, because you can hop on a plane and come on. No.
Oh, but, yeah. You know, lo and behold, you know, things just started falling in place right after that. Pretty soon this guy, really nice guy named Morgan, came up, intrigued by us, and he said, you know, what are you guys up to? Oh, do you need a ride? I can probably give you a ride. And then right after that, the lady, same lady who said we can't play there, came up and said, I pulled some strings and we're good. You guys actually can play here now. So we started playing, we started making money. Morgan started taking us out to breakfast. We had a ride. And it was amazing just the way that things happened from that point on the rest of the trip. I mean, there was still low moments, times where we ran out of money or food, but man, it was just so cool the way the South Africans are. They're just amazing.
So then over the next like 30 days, and what, I mean, you guys really saw like generosity unlocked in people.
Oh, yeah.
Share like a story or two of like just that experience of what stuck out when you go there. And, you know, you're literally relying on music and generosity of others.
What stuck out? Yeah, we were blown away by the generosity of people and the culture of South Africa and the way that people just loved on us, took care of us. We woke up one morning and, you know, we found ourselves in a rhythm of trusting the process, enjoying the journey, you know, where it would otherwise be so stressful that like, oh, we only have, you know, the equivalent of like $10 left, or we just spent the last of our money on food, or we don't know how we're going to get to the next town down, or we don't know if we're going to make it to our flight that's going to fly back from Cape Town, you know, 1,000 miles away. So, but like as we accumulated on the journey, these experiences where things worked out, it became easier for us to step into a rhythm of trust. So that was really cool. And so one morning we woke up and we literally spent the last of our money on the campgrounds that we were at and stayed at. And so we just kind of took the morning slow. We were hanging out, skating around, enjoying the sun. And we strapped on our packs and started walking towards town. And we see a music shop. And it's just like, we're open to whatever could happen. And we're like, yeah, we're here for music. There's a music shop. Let's pop in there, see who's in there and hanging out. Right? So we go in there and we start hanging out with these guys running this music shop. And there's other people coming in. And we're playing music inside of the music shop and just hanging out with people and telling them what we're doing, what we're all about. And then this one guy comes in and hears us playing. And he, you know, long story short, he gives us his extra car for us to use for the next handful of days while we were in that town. Wow. So we literally had a car for, I think it ended up being 4 days. But then, you know, we get this car, but we still don't have any money. And, you know, the gas gauge is on a quarter tank. So we're like, okay, like we got a car sweep, but we still got like some things to figure out. Right.
Right.
And that night, you know, we tried to play some music at this mall, which didn't work out great. We spent the last of that money that we got on some groceries. And then night comes around and we have nowhere to sleep, but we do have this car, which is great. So worst comes to worst, we sleep in the car. But we have nowhere to sleep and we're out of money. So we're just kind of trying to problem solve and figure it out. And so that was another pretty low moment of not really knowing what to do. And at that point during the trip, we were never in that situation where we didn't have a place to sleep. And so then, you know, at 9 p.m., we're just literally just driving around town, going up to different bars and restaurants saying, hey, can we play music here?
On a Tuesday night.
Or
something like that.
And we are getting turned down.
Tuesdays aren't hopping in South Africa.
It's a small town we're in. And let the record show that it was, I think, a Toyota Corolla we had. But the four of us and our instruments and our packs was not going to be a comfortable night's sleep.
Yeah, that's true. So we were getting turned down left and right. And sure enough, we come up to this one that they're like, you know, we walk in, they're like, hey, can we play music? And the guy says, yeah, that'll be okay. And we're kind of like looked at each other, we looked at him, we're like, are you serious? Like, you just said yes. And he's like, yeah, come on in, we'll turn down the house music and you guys can jam. And so we come in there and Anyways, it was just turned into a magical night. We played music. We got tips. The bar owner's son, who was the guy that told us we could play there, that night offered for us to stay at their house. And then we ended up staying at his house for another three nights while we were in this town. So many crazy stories from that trip.
So you have these only music videos. You know, your more businessy videos are all about like bringing out the story in businesses. And then your music is unique too. And like so filled with passion. Like it seems like everything you guys do, you're kind of wanting to like pull the best out of people, like inspire the best in people. How are you, like on the music side, how is that coming out? Cause like it's a little, I feel like it's a little more tangible to like create a 3-minute video or a 12-minute video where it's like, you know, we hope that somebody watches this and then has a desired like result of inspiration. Like music is so, it's consumed so much more passively. So like, how do you guys like transmit that like passion and wanting to inspire people through your music?
I have a perfect example. It's called Jamaland. If you don't know about Jamaland, get to know it. Cause it's one of the coolest things we do as a Brothers Fountain. And what it is it's a 3-day camping festival that a Brothers Fountain hosts in the woods in Red Feather, just an hour north here at Fort Collins. And what we're about at Jamaland is bringing people together, not just for a night of music, but for a whole weekend filled with music, filled with camping, filled with bonfires. People climb, they hike, there's a lake there they're getting out on in kayaks, you know, and it's just a time for people from all walks of life, from busy lives, to come and just relax and listen to music. And we also set aside intentional time just to like hang out with other bands that we invite up. So every year we'll have anywhere from 10 to 12 acts. So it's not just a Brothers Fountain, but we play there too. And yeah, it's like great, you know, live music all night and bonfires, and we open it up for open jams too. So people are, you know, musicians are playing together. People who don't usually play with musicians are playing with us, and it's just a blast. Everyone's together, and then there's things like booths that people set up where someone's making pancakes in the morning and just offering it to everyone. So it's like an atmosphere where people can come and bring their giftings and come as they are and just have fun and relax and just be present. And that's what we're about with the Brothers Fountain.
Yeah, Jamaland is, I call it the mantelpiece of a Brothers Fountain, where we combine our love and our passion for the outdoors, and in of course in Colorado, the beautiful mountains that we have here and the recreation that we're blessed with here, with music, and the power of both of those, you know, kind of come together in Jamaland, and it's just absolutely magical. And you've been, so
yeah, Jamaland is amazing. It's awesome and very different than, yeah, it's just, it's different than, gosh, it sounds so cheesy, but it just feels like there's like so much heart in it and stuff. Yeah. It's a special experience. And I feel like every concert of your guys, like in, you know, when people can like actually listen to your lyrics, like it's just so evident that you guys aren't just like trying to play like pop songs that will get picked up or go viral or whatever. Like you're really playing like passion filled music that's also like really, really good and stuff. Like, so I love that you guys are so focused on passion, but there's also like, you know, everything's gonna, like you take a year to make a short film because you want it to be good, like quality and stuff. So I think that's really important too. Over the last few years of this journey for you guys looking, you know, kind of building and running these two businesses, are there any like, you know, lessons or just like challenges that stick out that you guys have had to work through and figure out?
Yes.
First of all, yes, 100%.
1,000. Yeah, I mean, like, even talking about just partnerships, I mean, we could talk about that, the partnership that Justin and I have and working together. And, you know, he said some really kind things about me helping with the business side, but like really his leadership in the band and his just directorial eye and leadership in filming. I mean, it's unmatched, and it takes a lot of humility to work with a partner, to lead a band. And, it just takes, yeah, a lot of patience. And, yeah, my hat's off to Justin. You know, he just put in so many hours becoming just a master editor and a master director and the maestro of A Brother's Fountain. And I'm kind of, you know, helping out where I can and trying to use what I know and my gifts. But, yeah, none of it would be possible without Justin. So he's amazing. Wow. But just our relationship, too, and just being open to talking about, like, hey, like, I need help here. Do you need help here? And being able to cover each other and utilize what we're good at, each of us.
Right.
It's a constant dialogue, and it's challenging. But I think ultimately, like, partnerships in business are good.
Yeah. So. Yeah, 100%. I think, yeah, that would be the most lessons that we've learned, and the most valuable lessons that we've learned have happened within our relationship, within conversations that we've had, within our strategizing together, our communication. It starts with us and then trickles to everything else. But yeah, I think one thing that we've learned is that we continually need, and we need to be envisioned. We need to continually have conversations about what are we doing? Why are we doing it? How are we approaching this on a broad level? I think that has helped the health and the success of both of our businesses tremendously.
Man, that's so rich. Like, that you guys are looking at each other and realizing, like, you've learned the biggest lessons with each other. And I think I'm sure that anybody, it just makes me wonder, like, what lessons are to be learned in business and in the work that we're doing by, like, just with the people around us. Mm-hmm. And I think it's so easy to, you know, ironic that I'm saying this because we're producing a podcast, but to, like, go to, like, all these external things, whether it's books or podcasts or conferences or whatever, and you can learn a lot from those. But I love that you're talking about, like, you know, I'm sure you guys have learned a lot from those things over the years, but looking at, like, each other and looking at, like, what do we have right around us and what can we learn from each other being one of the huge things. So I think that's really, really valuable and probably overlooked, because it's probably easier to, like, try and learn lessons from things we're not as emotionally connected to.
Right. Yeah.
Than, true. Like, looking, like, right next to us. Because right. It's like, well, that's kind of, that might get messy. Like, having to, like, work through tension or.
Yeah.
Right.
And also just, yeah, staying humble. Not to say I'm a perfect example of this, but not just looking at across the table at someone else, but looking at yourself first. Like, if our business fails, you know, are we going to just blame the contractor or the weather or the client because they weren't helping? Or are we going to look at ourselves first and say, actually, you know, that's all on me. You know, there's always something that we could have done to prevent that. Right. Mm-hmm. So not playing the blame game on someone else, but being good leaders and looking at ourselves and how we can improve and not, like, trying to avoid failure at all costs, but, like Justin said, learning from failures and failing forward is crucial.
Right. Yeah, but, I mean, business is largely about relationships. And obviously relationships between, you know, us and our clients is huge. But what's more important than that is our relationship with each other, because if there's not health here, if we're not thriving here, then that's ultimately in some way, shape, or form going to trickle down onto our relationships with our clients. Mm-hmm. And I agree. I mean, leadership is a huge part of what we do. And I think that the best leaders inspire. And I think for us, in many ways, you know, we are leading our band. We are leading our clients towards, you know, a video and something, you know, what they want and desire from a video. And if we ourselves aren't inspired, then how in the world are we going to inspire others? And lead a charge on something that's so oriented around passion.
Right.
You know, if our passion tank is totally empty, if we are not inspired, we're going to be trying to lead out of our lack, and it's just going to fail.
Right.
So I think one huge thing is for us to stay inspired and passionate, and kind of for us to fuel that for each other.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we just live in such a special time, because I feel like for centuries, and I mean, especially, like, we're all in our 20s and 30s, and you know, I think a lot the life that our parents grew up in and that their parents grew up in was pretty much like 99% of people working for 1% of people, in the sense of, like, you know, most people just work for the big companies or big factories and stuff. And so it's just so cool that we live in a time where, sure, there's conventional models for business and there's business plans that are going to work and all these things, but also, like, it's actually possible for you guys to have, you know, we're two brothers and we have these two businesses and they kind of overlap, but they're also separate. Like, it's just not as, like, it, you know, if you were sitting in front of, like, venture capitalists or something asking for a ton of money, like, it probably wouldn't be exactly clear. And I think it's beautiful that it doesn't necessarily have to be all the time. Like, yeah, it totally depends on what your passion is and what you want. So it's just, yeah, everything you're saying, JJ, just reminds me, like, man, we live in an awesome time where it is possible to, I mean, even in your guys' own life, it's possible to be a part of a business like Squatch that is an amazing idea and grows and scales and probably one day will be acquired and will make a ton of money and make a huge impact in that way. And it's also possible to have small businesses that are completely built around our passion. And, you know, the lines might be a little blurry at times, but it's serving others. And that's, like, the goal. So it's a special time we live in business wise. It's really cool. Where do you guys see things going? Like, tell me what the future, and let's just, like, take this question. Like, let's talk Stoke Denver first, and then let's talk the band. But, like, where is the future of Stoke Denver heading?
Yeah, so if I may actually combine Stoke Denver and A Brother's Fountain and talk for a second about the Only Music series again. Yeah, so that is one thing we're looking to continue to build out the distribution with, the sponsor list, the potential, you know, PR sources, and continue to do, because as we mentioned, you know, it takes us 3-4 weeks to go out and film those projects. That's taking us away from paid client work, and then not to mention the hundreds, maybe 1,000 plus hours of editing that goes into each of those films. So we're trying to make that a feasible thing to do year over year, and just sort of build partnerships that are huge wins for both the brand and us in that series. So we've gotten to work with some amazing brands in that effort that have helped us to continue that series so far. Anyone from Dr. Squatch has been a sponsor, to Osprey PAX. And we worked with Outside Magazine, Giver, Kavu, a lot of really cool brands that have made that series possible. And we're looking to continue to build those connections. So yeah, we're always looking for, whether it's a small business, medium size, or maybe a big corporate business, to come along and say, like, listen, we believe in the message and the epic kind of story you guys are creating with this Only Music series and the way that you're trying to bring people together with music. And, you know, along those lines, the Only Music series isn't just about us doing this crazy cool thing with no money. What it's about really is connecting people through music. So what's cool is in South Africa, for example, we got to work with some really cool nonprofits, one called Playing for Change Foundation, which that's their whole mission, to connect people from all backgrounds, all races, all ethnicities through music. And then work with another organization called Guitars for Glory. They give instruments to people who would never be able to have access to instruments otherwise. So we got to work with both of these organizations and get some amazing instruments from Guitars for Glory and give those instruments at the end of our trip that we had played along the whole way to get us all the way to Cape Town to a school in a township in Cape Town that was connected with Playing for Change. And, you know, it was only one extra saxophone, you know, guitar and ukulele, but it wasn't much, but it's like, that's pretty rad. And that's what we're about. And getting to connect with cool brands and nonprofits and organizations, we need to keep building that out. So that's kind of a big long-term initiative for us.
Cool. So to kind of end this episode, I'd love to hear more about the Deep South and, like, physically where you guys are going. So tell us about the Only Music trip and, like, when is this happening? Why is this happening? Just, like, give our listeners some insight into what you guys are about to embark on and even how they can be a part of it.
Yes. Yes. Thank you for asking. So excited because this is happening in a couple weeks. And same as the first two episodes, Only Music Alaska, Only Music South Africa, we're going with just instruments and basic survival gear. So no food, no money. and we're going to try to make it from here in Fort Collins down south through Texas and Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, up through the Smoky Mountains,
Tennessee. Which is awesome, but also like Colorado is like Colorado's amazing, but it's kind of like in the middle of nowhere to where like there's no like it's going to be like 15 hours before you guys get to like a big city in the south.
I already calculated it. Yeah, it's like 17 hours to Austin, and that's basically the biggest city between Colorado Springs and there. So that'll be an interesting stretch. But yeah, we're really excited about it. And one thing that's really unique about Only Music the South is instead of hitchhiking and walking and taking buses, we're actually going to try to raise money for a really crappy beater van or RV. And this is a really wild concept that we came up with. So I don't know if this has ever been done, Seth. This is really cool. It could be a Guinness Book of World Record.
You heard it here first.
If Guinness Book of World Record judges are out there and this hasn't been done, we need to talk because I'd like to be in there. But we're going to play music for 24 hours straight here in Fort Collins on the streets of Old Town, right in downtown Fort Collins. And we're never going to let the music stop, not even for a second. So there will always be strumming, humming, a shaker, some kind of percussion, music going no matter what for 24 hours straight. And we're going to try to raise money for this beater van or RV. Now, like I said, we like to also give back and help. So we're also partnering. We're really excited to partner with the Fort Collins Rescue Mission here in town to give back whatever we raise. Half of whatever we raise directly is going to the mission. And we're also going to play a concert at the mission, which we're excited about. So this is March 7th and 8th of 2020. And we're going to be starting at the Old Town stage on Linden. And maybe moving around a little bit, but we're going to play music and live stream it and try to raise money for both the mission and to buy a beater van to take through the South. Now, if you're smart, you're probably thinking, how are they going to raise enough money for a van or an RV by playing just on the streets? Good question. I'm not sure. But also, part of the concept is if it's a $500 van that barely runs and it breaks down, that's a pretty cool story, or funny story at least. Yeah. It's not really cool for us in the moment, but it's part of the story, right?
If I'm sure in the moment you're like, this idea sucked.
Yeah, we kind of want it to break down. Yeah, and to be clear, the Fort Collins Rescue Mission is a homeless shelter here in town. But yeah, we're really excited about our next Only Music project. And I think for us, I mean, there's so many things that are unknown to us of like, what's going to happen here and how is this going to work? And it seems like every passion project we take on has an element of unknown of our planning is limited, or, you know, we just don't have control over every element. Mm-hmm. And that's just part of those journeys. And that's part of the appeal for us. You know, I've said before that, you know, if I'm going to embark on an adventure or do one of these passion projects and I don't feel a little bit scared or like anxious, then like we need to up the ante somehow because.
Yeah. So why the Deep South?
Great question. Part of the heart of these Only Music projects is that we would be tested, that we would be challenged, and that would be uncomfortable. Kind of the heart is like, let's go somewhere that has a different culture than what we're used to. So we knew we wanted to do a project here in the States. And so we kind of thought, okay, where should we go? We thought, well, the South is pretty different from what we're used to. There's, you know, a pretty different culture down there, different type of people. They talk different. Let's go there.
Cool. That's awesome. How can people get involved? Well, let's say like specifically with like the Deep South project, the Only Music, like how can people, stay in touch, follow it, get involved, help you guys if they want to?
Yeah, I think the first opportunity in that is the 24-hour jam for the van is what we're calling it. If you're able to live stream, tune in, watch a bit, we're going to give options online for people all over the country and world to give towards the rescue mission in that van as we're live streaming it. Come on out and watch us play, support us by dropping a couple bucks in the hat there. If you're a musician or even you dabble, come play with us. Help us to play for 24 hours because Justin and I can't do that alone. Like we're calling all musicians to send out the the alert, to come help us keep the jam going. So that's another way you can help.
And is the best way just to like find you guys on like Facebook and Instagram?
Yeah.
Is that, how do they, what are your handles on those?
Yeah.
Yeah, for A Brother's Fountain, our Instagram handle is at a.brothers.fountain.
Sweet.
Instagram for Stoked Ember is at stoked.ember. But yeah, you just Google A Brother's Fountain, will pop up on the first tab there. And our website is abrothersfountain.com. But yeah, we'll, through Facebook, we will be posting a link to PayPal as we sort of campaign for this van or RV where people can give online to the cause. But I would say a huge way anyone can join our community and be involved, help us, would be becoming a patron of A Brother's Fountain. So that's like kind of the big, you know, the big cake for us is if anyone decides to give, you know, $9+ per month, buy us a burrito per month, and support us that way.
Cool.
That's huge. Also, if you or someone you know may be interested in getting a little bit more involved in a partnership for the Only Music series, whether it's for the South in this episode coming up or the next one, I would love to chat. AJ Fountain is the one talking here. AJ at StokedEmberProductions.com. But yeah, we're looking for more brands, businesses. We're also looking for just cool nonprofits in the South, especially dealing with music or kids. We'd love to swing by and either see if we can connect them with some instruments or volunteer there or play music for businesses down there or for nonprofits, that, you know, their staff or what have you. So yeah, if you have any connections or you know a business or your business wants to be a part of the Only Music series, I'd love to chat.
Cool. That's awesome. Yeah, I encourage everybody that's listening, go to Spotify. Are all your songs and stuff on Spotify? Okay, go to Spotify and listen to the music.
Third, by the way, our third album is coming out on Spotify in the next couple months. So. Awesome.
Yeah, so listen to their music. Then you're going to love their music, and so then you need to go over to Patreon and become a patron. And just stay in touch with what they're doing, because the one thing I love so much about you guys is like just staying in touch with what you guys are doing. You know, like you're going to be inspired and see you guys again, like this theme of you bring the best out in people, whether it's through your music or films or whatnot. So thank you guys for coming into the studio today to record this episode. This is awesome. And I think our listeners will love your story. So thanks for being here.
Absolutely, yeah, Seth. Thanks for all that you do. And man, you've been a huge part of our story and your support as an ABF patron, and your support, you know, through Story On and the events featuring our short films. And man, you've played a huge role in our story, in our both of our businesses. Yeah. And so we really appreciate you, man. We appreciate what you're doing in and through Story On. I personally have gleaned so much wisdom and knowledge from this podcast. And so it's such an honor to be on this, man. And so thanks for having us.
Awesome.
Yeah. And if I can piggyback real quick on that, thank you for helping people to realize that stories matter and that everyone has a story and that it's worth telling. And I love your business. I love what you do. And I'm just personally thankful for you too, Seth, just for helping over the years me to cope with being a business owner, basically. It can be hellish at times, as you know. And I just have always gotten so much just personal value from meeting with you and talking about our businesses and sharing ideas and the different ways we've come up with to collaborate are beautiful. And I can't wait for more, man.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for your kind words. And what you said is true. Like, every story matters. And in the business space, we're all trying to build businesses that matter too. I think the stories that we tell are super important. So thank you guys for coming. Thank you, listeners, for listening to this. Let us know what you think of this episode, and we'll see you next time for another episode. Hey everybody, this is Seth Silvers, your host, and I just want to thank you so much for listening to this two-part episode. And again, I want to encourage you, go and find A Brother's Fountain on Spotify, go and find them online, look at some of their short films at stokedember.com, and make sure that you stay in touch with them. We'll be back very soon. with another episode of the Small Business Storytellers. And I want to remind you, if you know anybody that should be on this podcast, then go to our website, successwithstories.com. And there's a form on there that you can fill out or you can send to them. We are looking for more and more guests, and now we're no longer just recording in our studio here. We're also doing some recordings over Zoom and different things so we can interview people across the country. We would love to get more people who are building purpose-driven businesses and have stories worth telling on this podcast to inspire you, the listeners. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I hope this episode, along with our others, has been helpful for you on your journey of growing a business or growing something that matters to you. We'll see you next time on the Small Business Storytellers.